Welcome to Bread Time.
Welcome to Bread Time.
Today, we're going to talk about the Nintendo Switch.
So I remember the Switch reveal, like whatever that was, 2 months ago or something, 3 months ago. I don't know. It seemed not very long ago, but they showed this video of this device that had a lot of peripherals, right? It's like the main console is three pieces. It's two controllers and a center thing. It's got a kickstand. It snaps into like a base station. I just looked at it and I was like, Nintendo, stop it. Like, just stop this garbage. Like, just make a console that people want to play games on. I felt like nonstop for a very long time now, Nintendo has relied on gimmicks to sell consoles. And I don't like that vibe. I enjoy video games, so I don't want really a gimmick. I just want like a really good video game console. PlayStation PS4 was that. They were like, hey, here's a powerful console with a controller that you absolutely know how to use, and this thing is just going to pump out really good horsepower. That's what this console is. That was like a console I jumped on. PS4, that's the one I want. When I saw the Nintendo Switch, I was like, no, like, stop it. That being said, a few things changed over the course of time. One, I realized I think the Nintendo Switch is a portable console. From all the reviews and stuff I've heard so far, the games feel better in the mobile configuration. Zelda, for example, it just feels really good portable. I think of this as like the Nintendo 3DS successor or something like that. I think you think the same thing too, right? Like, you think of it as a portable console first.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the only reason I'm pumped about this, or the main reason I am pumped about this, I have a 2.5 hour commute every day. That is 2.5 hours of Zelda time now. So that just made my whole life better. Like, that means that what used to be YouTube time is now Zelda time. And I'm very, very excited about that.
Okay. Let's jump right to concerns. We obviously like this thing. It's a game console. Nintendo makes it. Zelda's on it. Mario eventually be on it. Mario Kart. I'm pretty excited about, what was the one I saw this week? They're doing like a Blaster Master redo. They're totally trying to sell this to people in their 30s. That is their primary target audience right now. Okay, what's wrong with the thing? Let's talk about that right now. One is the games that are going to come out right away. Like, I'm only interested in Zelda. And when is the next game I'm going to be interested in? And when am I going to finish playing Zelda? And how many months is this console going to sit around and not do anything?
That's true, yeah. I mean, Nintendo has just been making the same game over and over again. And it's a great game. And it's usually the best game when it comes out. But other than Zelda and Mario, like, it's pretty rough.
Okay, let me go back, actually. We both had Wii U's, right?
Yes.
I sold mine already, did you?
No, but I should. If anyone wants to buy a Wii U, hit me up.
Okay, cool. The Wii U was a pretty much terrible system. I was super disturbed at how little I used it.
Yeah, I think it's all about the games, right? I think it's probably something we don't understand very well, or at least I don't, which is how a company like Nintendo makes it inviting for third-party developers to develop for that system. You know, PlayStation and Xbox have figured it out and have a pretty healthy ecosystem there, where Nintendo does not. And they have a pretty specific aesthetic and sensibility, which is more, I think, geared towards the Eastern market.
Hold on. I'm going to do like a mid-show switch. I'm actually like kind of mad at myself for getting into this system, because the more I start thinking about it, no, this isn't what I want. I literally just want to play Zelda. I'm starting to get worried that this console in general is going to include like a bunch of games over the course of its lifetime that are underpowered, kiddish. I don't like the art style, and like, you can't pull off incredible graphics on this console as with every Nintendo console for the past decade. I'm kind of worried about it, actually.
Just to top it off, you could have played Zelda on your Wii U, which you just sold.
I blew it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Zelda is probably enough for a while, right? You can spend 80 hours then. And if you divide those hours by like an hour a day or whatever, that's plenty of entertainment to get out of it. And there will be, I think, waves of third-party games that are interesting. And I think for the time that I'm willing to allot to this console, which is 1 or 2 hours in transit, I think that's a good investment for me. But there's still, you know, Mass Effect and Horizon Zero Dawn, like real games coming out and real consoles that have a different place.
Yeah, I guess I don't think of the Nintendo Switch as a real console. That is, I think, fundamentally what's kind of interesting about it, because it's the price of a real console. And it looks like, I mean, it's supposed to be a real console, but to me, it's like a portable system that I'm going to play Zelda on. At some point, I'm probably going to get like some other games for it and play them as well. But I don't even think it's even remarkably similar to the feeling I think about my PlayStation 4, whereas that thing is like an entertainment device that for the past 3 years has provided me with nonstop gaming entertainment.
Yeah, no, but dude, imagine going back from work in your train, in a bus, whatever it is, however you see that you commute, playing Zelda, being thrilled by the puzzles and the unlocks and the bosses.
No, dude, that is why I'm buying it.
I'm still selling it. Okay, you do that, you come home. Now you're in a good mood because you've been Link for an hour, and you meet your significant other, and then you have a great time, you have dinner, and then after dinner you lay in bed, you pull your Switch, and you start playing Stardew Valley, and then you relax, you grow some crops, and then you're in peace, and then you fall asleep, you wake up, and you do it over again. It's okay, pretty nice.
The only part of your whole story that actually excited me was playing Stardew Valley in bed. That sounds pretty good.
Oh my god, that'd be so good. Oh, and one thing that I do want to point out, though, kickstands. Like, why doesn't every device have a kickstand? That shit is fucking brilliant, all right? Like, my phone, I have an iPhone 7 Plus. It's a giant device. It is physically uncomfortable to hold it with my hands. I need something to prop it against. And this thing is like a soap. Like, it slides out of every surface. Why can't you just have a kickstand that I can just lay it out and use this to consume media?
You might think I like kickstands, but I'm going to pull another Switch. No! Kickstands are pointless, man.
Oh, like, God.
Like, that is a horrible element to the thing. Like, when are you seriously going to put it on a table in front of you and not hold it in your hands and like put the kickstand up?
I don't know, when I'm in school as a 16 year old, when I'm like watching a video while I'm eating dinner, when I'm really need to focus and beat a boss in Zelda, come on, dude, kickstands are the way to go.
you're a kickstand fan, and I don't even know how to respond to that. Like, what's another device that's ever had a successful kickstand?
I mean, there's like a zillion phone cases that have a kickstand, and I think there's been like some Samsung phones or some phones that have kickstand as well. Like, it just makes total sense. It's a thing. Like, it's like a transformer. Your phone's a transformer. Like,
let the record show you couldn't name a single device that had a kickstand that was successful.
Yeah, dude, the Nokia Kick.
You know what the kickstand reminds me of, honestly? The Virtual Boy. That like sat on your desk and you're supposed to like lean into it and stuff. Like, I think things that sit on a desk just aren't like a good ergonomic game playing experience. Like, holding something in your hand makes a lot of sense because you're so connected to it. Remember those portable DVD players?
Yeah.
Like, that would be like the equivalent in my mind. And it's like, it feels weird.
Are you a portable DVD hater?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Dude, I lost my film virginity to DVD players.
What do you mean?
I watched so many good films in like a shitty little like 7-inch screen. Huh. It was amazing. No, we're not on board. This is a fork in the road for Brett Time. This is very dangerous because I'm a kickstand DVD player fan and you are not.
I think I'm buying the Switch for Zelda, and I think there's a 50-50 chance that I'm going to feel really burned by it over the course of the lifetime of the console.
I agree.
Okay, yeah, let me go back to this, though. Like, back to my initial impression of the Switch. One, there's a lot of pieces to it, right? Like the way I've envisioned myself using the Switch is I'm never going to take those little, what did they call the little controllers?
Joy-Cons.
Joy-Con controllers. I never am going to remove them from the screen. They're going to stay stuck to that screen always. And I'm going to just simply charge the console on the dock. That is like my dream vision of how I'm going to use it. Because I think that like having all those pieces and like different controllers and then like taking the two Joy-Cons and putting them on a different thing to play at home, like all of that stuff feels really flimsy to me, and it feels it's just not a clean design, right?
Well, it really depends. I never touched one, so it really depends how easy and like enjoyable it is to remove those Joy-Cons, right? Like that is the, you know, the plugging your headphones feeling, right? That level, like that dopamine hit, that's what you need to get out of that design. If they're really fun to take out and like snap back in, and if there's a really enjoyable haptic feedback there, I think I would be more, like, seriously, I think I would be more motivated to interact with them. If it's like a pain and I have to here's an example. The dock for my phone. If I don't have a dock that connects to the table and like, you know, it's like heavy enough so that I don't pull the dock as I'm trying to pull my phone, I legitimately dread the idea of docking my phone. So like with every dock that I've had, I usually buy like double-sided tape or something and put it against the desk where I have it so that I can just pull out the dock and then, you know, slide it back in without it having to move a lot. Maybe that's me being OCD, but I think that interaction is like super critical for the Switch.
Every video I've seen of people using it, they're like geeking out completely plugging the Joy-Cons into the screen. Like it seems like it brings them a large amount of joy because they added like a sound effect when you do it of the Switch or whatever, yeah. Right? Like they like that moment is like engineered to be as enjoyable as possible. And I just wonder if that gimmick lasts forever, you know, but whatever. Nintendo, you got me this time again. Like I'm going to buy the damn thing. I should have kept my Wii U and just played Zelda on it. That was the logical move, but
hey, I you can buy it from me.
I just sold it.
All right, so will you buy a Switch? That's the question. That's what we really want to know. And if so, are there any other games beyond Zelda? Let us know. We have a Twitter account, BrettTimeFM, a website, BrettTime.fm, and let us know if you want to join our Slack group and chat about all things Brett and time. My name is Gabriel Valdivia.
And this is Charlie Deeds. I'm not even into retro gaming, but it's like Blaster Master feels like my number two. Or like a Bomberman. Like all of those sound pretty good.
Yeah, dude, Bomberman. Come on.
You got me, Nintendo.